Let's start off by talking about the warnings in your forecast area and when they expire.
Yeah, absolutely. So we still have a blizzard warning in effect for a large portion of South Dakota, and at least in the southeast corner of the state, that blizzard warning is set to expire right now at 7 a.m. Friday morning. We do have a small section that's still under a winter storm warning from Sioux Falls down towards Yankton. That is also set to fall off here at 7 a.m. on Friday.
And talk with me a little bit about the conditions this afternoon in southeastern South Dakota. Seems like some parts of the state are getting that snow. I'm talking with you down here in Vermilion, and it's mainly been rain here.
Right, so there's still been this very sharp cutoff between rain, snow, or a wintry mix and snow. You don't have to go too far north and west of Sioux Falls before you're seeing all snow, and that's where we've seen some of our heaviest accumulations, say from Brookings over to Huron and down towards Mitchell. As we move further towards the I-29 corridor, especially the southern half down towards Sioux Falls, those accumulations have been lower here. You know, locally in Sioux Falls, we've had roughly 2.5 inches so far. But, you know, as you said, we're currently more of a rain-snow mix at this point down here as well.
And yesterday there was some concern with ice and freezing rain. Update us about that situation.
Right. So last evening we had a lot of freezing drizzle, freezing rain that coated the power lines and trees across the region and created a lot of problems, a lot of areas without power. Roads initially weren't impacted quite as much because we had the warmer ground temperatures, but as that wintry mix ice turned to snow, then we did get those slick spots developing rapidly on area roadways.
All right, let's discuss tonight's conditions with the winds and some of that blowing that could occur. Talk with me a little bit about the conditions if people must travel. Of course, state officials have urged people to stay off the roads, and we have those interstate closures.
Correct. I mean, if you don't have to travel unless it's an absolute emergency, we just continue to encourage people to just stay home and let the storm finish this thing here before it moves out tomorrow, before you start to venture out. But we are expecting blizzard conditions to continue into the evening and overnight for areas that are still under that blizzard warning. Winds have come down just a little bit, so we're seeing gusts more in that 30 to 40 mile an hour range, but that is going to continue through the night. The northeast winds will shift a little bit more to the north and then eventually to the northwest tomorrow, but again, on the gusty side for sure. So blowing snow is still very much a concern until the act of falling snow finally moves out tomorrow.
So talk with me about the final accumulations you could see, you know, Brookings to Huron and then more down towards your way. What are you thinking right now?
Right, so the areas that have seen the heaviest snow will continue to see the most additional accumulation in the overnight, and so those areas, many will easily top a foot when all is said and done. As you get closer to the I-29 corridor, especially in the southeast corner of the state, you're going to be just looking at more in that 2 to 4, 3 to 5 inch range before everything is said and done.
And could there be an area of our state, maybe Dakota Dunes towards Sioux City, could they see no snow?
You know, right now, most of their precipitation has fallen in the liquid form. If they cool off enough here overnight, they could see a little bit of a dusting per se. But, yeah, we really don't have much in the way of accumulation as you get into that far southeastern corner of the state down towards Sioux City.
All right, and talk with me now about what's going to happen here in the future. My first question for you is, over the next couple of days after this storm leaves, what is the concern for potential refreezing on roadways?
Well, we are going to stay on the colder side here for at least the immediate aftermath of the storm. Temperatures tomorrow, maybe a degree or two warmer than freezing over much of the state, so that's not going to help too much with melting, and then with the overnight lows dropping back in the 20s. We do warm up just a smidge on Saturday, so we're looking at mid to upper 30s, maybe even some 40s across the far southeast corner of the state. And then by Sunday, we do kind of stay around that same upper 30 mark. And so, you know, we're not seeing a huge push of really cold air on the backside of this system. I mean, it is mid-April. And so that higher sun angle is definitely going to help. And so we will see melting beginning to occur here, especially as we get into the weekend. It's not until next week, though, where we start to warm back up to something that's maybe a little bit more comfortable, so that by the time we get into Monday, most areas should be back into the 40s for highs on Monday.
And what are we talking about for sunshine? Are we going to have some sunshine eventually, too?
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to wait a while as the storm slowly makes its way out, but we do, most areas should see some amount of sun by Saturday.
All right, Peter, is there anything else that you'd like to bring up that we haven't discussed?
No, I think we covered it well. Again, just to reiterate that people need to be very careful if they need to travel, and again, just on an absolute emergency basis. Otherwise, many roads are very slick, if not truly impassable in those blizzard areas, so people just need to take their time, and it's going to take a while to clean up from this as well tomorrow, so they may still have to wait a little bit longer before they can get to where they need to go.
Peter Rogers is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Peter, thanks so much for the time. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.